So how's the GPS going for you?
I don't have 4.0 yet, and I had to send back my mPOWER, which I'm very sad about because this week I'm going on vacation and I was looking forward to having a blast, but oh well.
Yep, can't do that without the mPOWER, huh?
Frighteningly, you are right.
Hello, everybody. Hey, Chris, check your email. Elaine, couldn't hear a word you just said.
Hi, Charles. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Jim, how you doing, buddy?
Doing fine, thank you. And I hope both of you are doing fine too. I mean, I thought there'd be 100 people in here already.
Can you hear me now?
You sound like a Verizon commercial.
Does that mean I get the paycheck too?
Yeah, I wish, eh? You're quick, Elaine. I like that.
Thank you.
Well, I'm going to be popping in and out between the computers. I'm going to keep the speech going as I switch the keyboard and mouse to the other computer so that I can scan in some photographs for my wife for her 20th high school reunion that's in a couple weeks that we're going to. So I'm busy scanning pictures for her, and it's on the other computer, the scanner. So, but I will be able to listen, and when prompted, I will boot over to the other computer and answer any questions. But at least I'll be able to hear you while over at the other computer. I just won't be able to talk because the keyboard is linked to the other computer when I switch over. Did that even make sense, or did I just like mumble jumble?
You mumbo jumboed, but it made sense.
Oh, I'm back. 6 o'clock. Mumble jumble.
Oh, well, I guess that's good.
Happy multitasking and God bless you.
Yeah.
I've been using the 4.0 for the last few days, and gone since Monday since I had it uploaded. I went through been working on the manual, been listening to a lot of your tutorial there, Chris, and also extensively using the manual and all the other stuff, and even heard you on Blind Cool Tech, Chris. So I'm very, very happy, and I've used the repeat real time too. I've been working on that, and I think that's going to be a valuable asset for a lot of us.
Yeah, I absolutely love that replay feature.
I done a interview with a veteran today on the with a 4.0. He was very impressed. My wife took me to his house, and I'm sure he want one. So, but I demonstrated. It take two. It's, you know, with the voice note and the GPS, you can't say it. It took me 2 hours to demonstrate it. It's something you just can't go through it. I mean, the address book and GPS and everything. But I think he want that.
Yeah, you have to make sure that they realize too that it can be used for other things, word processor, planner, address book, all that good stuff, so that they're just not getting what they might think is just a GPS system.
Yeah, that's why it took me that. And they're not that old too. He's a veteran, but they both have worked for GPS. I'm going to jump out of here and go on my other computer. This thing.
Well, I was going to go over some of the upgrading instructions for the 4.0. The first thing you'll want to do is read the email and the README and documentation, not necessarily the manual if you are an existing 3.5 or below user. But what you want to do is unzip the file, the exe file, to your compact flash card and download the maps for version 4.0 into the map, or unzip them into the maps folder on your compact flash card. You can erase your 3.5 maps, your user.poi file, which is your points of interest that you create, are compatible with 4.0, so you'll want to keep that. You don't want to delete that, but you'll want to get rid of everything else because the 3.5 maps won't work under 4.0, and in that case they would just be wasting space. So having said that, The next thing you'll want to do is do a 1-2-3 or SDF reset on the BT or QT, and on the PK it's 1-2-3 with C3-C4. Now, one thing you can do to make sure that the reset took is hit the letter N. If it gives you one of those error tones, then the reset took. If it doesn't, if it starts GPS, then the reset did not take. The next thing you'll want to do is go into Utilities, Applications, and browse to the GPS 4.0 file that you copied to your compact flash card, and hit Enter. It'll say command line. You can hit Enter, and then it'll say welcome to GPS, your serial number 4.0. You'll press Enter. It will install the GPS, and when the installation is complete, it reminds you to, after the reset, go in and reactivate your GPS receiver. So then you'll hit your reset button again, and when the machine resets, you will go to the options menu, space with O or a function with O. Then you'll go to connectivity, Bluetooth, turn it on. When it says search for devices, answer no, because they already know about each other. Go down to the receiver that you have, press Enter. Go down to Active Sync, press Enter. It'll say remove pairing or activate Active Sync. Hit A to activate Active Sync. And then what you'll want to do, your final step, is go back to the main menu, go into GPS, and 4.0, your receiver is actually set to no receiver. So it's not going to work, and it's actually going to throw you right into virtual mode. So what you'll do is an O for GPS options. You will do a G for set GPS receiver type, and then you will press B for Bluetooth, and it should give you the name of the receiver that you want to connect to, which would be whatever your receiver name is, and then you'd press Enter, and the GPS program attempts to connect to your active Bluetooth GPS receiver, and if your receiver is on, you will get a successful. If it's not on, you will get a failed.
Chris, would you follow that same procedure if you got your GPS and voice note or BT chip directly from Sendero? What procedure would you follow then?
If it's a new unit that Sendero installs the GPS on, you won't have to do anything. Everything will be done for you, as even the going into options, or the GPS options, the set GPS receiver type to Bluetooth, that will all be done for you.
I find out, like, when you're using repeat, going to repeat, you know, after you go to, I think O for option and G for GPS and R for repeat, then you choose your, I call it GPS repeat, and I go in where I use real time. Then when you're done with that, then I guess you go back to O and G again, and then B for Bluetooth, and my Holic Slim 236 come up, and I enter, and then it put me back in there.
You are exactly correct.
You may hit C for connect or Control R for to reconnect.
Right. So if you turn your receiver off, or if you lose connection with the receiver for whatever reason, on the BT you can do BT or PK, because they're obviously the same keyboard. You do a backspace with R for reconnect, or on the QT you do a Control R to reconnect, and it attempts to connect to the Bluetooth receiver.
Just let you guys know, I've been working on this thing all week with the manual and everything, and even gone back with the problem I was having with 3.5, and we reacted our previous issue we had before and redone it, and it worked beautifully.
That's good to hear. Gary, as a QT user, I'm going to put you on the spot here, but what do you think of those keystrokes that were switched?
If I'm not sure what you mean, but if you mean by using the control command and then switching over to read command? Is that what you're talking about?
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
It's like anything. You know, when you have I've been using it. I'm going to say it's better because, you added a new feature to it, too, when you using the keyboard. And when you're walking down the street, you know, you can bump your key and make some boo-boo and stuff. So, and I like the Control L where you can lock your key down. You make that much simpler. Everybody knows. If you know your keyboard command, you know what Control L is, and I like that. Control L is unlock it, and then when you're using the the read I can you read with S for read with S to open up a map and locate a city, and I like that. I mean, and then read with F to find a poi and I have created a poi. I like the feature of creating a poi. I have also type in zip code instead of a poi name of an area that I'm looking for. Other points of interest, I use a zip code for that area and that pop up for that area. And I see a big difference all around on the whole thing. I point of interest. I was demonstrating to another person today at his home and did a read with R to record a point of interest, and I added it in and all that. And I also came back in and doing it into the user and re-delete it and so on and re-edit it and stuff. And the function of it is much. I like it much better. And the other feature, I don't know if it was the same as the last 3.5 or not, but I like it when you go manual, like a toggle switch, toggle on and off. Manual, X for reading your intersection. You do a M key again and hit X and turn it off, or M and X and turn it on. It's like just a toggle switch. You have multiple repeat and stuff like that. I can keep going on and on and on. And you know how when you set your multiple function, and then you know when you set it at zero, and then when you make a stop, everything starts reading to you. I like that. And then I change it to 200 second and setter and setter and turn everything off and just have turning points on. Like I said, I can keep going. The feature on it, I'm much happier on it, much, much happier.
Couldn't hear you, Robert. I had to remove you. Try that again. And so, I guess we also lost. Oh, there's Jerry. He's back. I was going to say, Jerry. So are you saying that you don't like the program? Is that what you're saying? I wasn't quite sure if you said that you liked it or you didn't like it.
I don't know where I lost at, because I didn't realize I was talking to myself. All of a sudden. I was talking about how do you turn on the multiple function. I love the system. I love the program. You know, I turn how you can lock the keyboard, how you can hit M and then P for point of interest to turn on, M P for point of interest to turn back off, M to hit R for to have your announcement to give you like 5 second minimum, 5 second, 300 second every 5 minutes or so. I like that feature, and then I like how simple it is to toggle on and off all your functions and what you want to have spoken back to you. And Oh no, I see a heck of a big difference there, Charles and Chris. Big time. There's some minor issue I had today, but I think it's because of the area of this area. But I'm not going to get into that yet. But right now, I see a major big improvement on it, and I give it a thumb up on it.
Yeah, actually, the MXM and all those, the multiple repeats, were there in 3.5, but you had to remember the characters, and if you wanted to help, it would give you every single, you know, it would say M for turning, MM to turn them off, MX to turn off, on and off intersections, and now it's just cleaner.
I really read the manual. I went up to page 50 today. You know, up to 50 today. And I think there's 77 page, and but I still don't understand everything. Well, there's still a lot to learn, but I got my point of interest, how to record it and stuff like that. So that's real important, because you know, like you know how do you get to an area? Say, like a big thing, going into a shopping mall. You know. You got Sears entrance, you got Macy entrance, you got so many different entrances. How to record all that and come back and modify it and stuff like that. Once you understand that, it'll make it give you more freedom with your unit. Then the one I'm going to be working on, Nick, is remember Chris, we were talking about this waypoint before I go to Romania in September. I want to get with you on that. On trying to understand, I want to really, really understand that because that can be really important for me to put it in for the fun of it. But the way lane, I really never used the waypoint. But again, I'd say 4.0 major changes. I like it, and I like the keyboard. You read with S, read with F, F key, and you know, it's much better.
Hey, Bob and Sue, welcome aboard. Bob, you did say something, but no audio. Can you come back and repeat it? Bob, no audio.
I really thought there'd be a lot more people in here tonight because...
Robert Sweetman has left the room.
I really thought there'd be a lot of people in here tonight having a lot of questions on this 4.0.
Well, I have a question. I'm a little embarrassed because it's probably, well... I'm not too bright about these things, but since I don't have 4.0 yet, I have copied some of the documentation to my SD card and Chris's tutorial, and of course, after I played the tutorial on my Empower, that's when the Empower got very sick, so I don't know if there's a relationship there or not. But my question is this. When you mentioned about downloading the maps, is unzipping the file the same as opening the file, or is that a separate operation?
It depends. The tutorial was recorded with Windows XP defaults with no unzipping utilities installed, meaning that if you have Windows XP and you don't have anything like WinZip or any of that installed, if you press enter or open a zip file, it treats it as a folder, and you have access to all of your files without having an unzipping utility because it's kind of built into the operating system. So when you do Control A to select all in that file, you would select all the files, and then you'd open up the other window and paste it into your maps folder.
Right, that's exactly what I did, and I was quite surprised that it worked. But now for the maps, I can't do that, right? Then I have to actually unzip those?
The tutorial, you're talking about the 40docs.zip file. Is that what you did before?
Yeah, I did fine with the docs and your tutorial. That was great. But I'm wondering now, eventually when I get 4.0 and have to do the maps, do I actually have to unzip those?
Same procedure.
Whoa! Maybe I'll be able to handle that.
Eileen, that's not a stupid question. That was a good one. I learned from that one, too. So and you made me really feel good because now I don't feel like I'm the only one that don't have 4.0. So when we get it, we both can celebrate.
And I'd like to add on to that anyhow. And because I know for a fact, with my experience, I'll be asking people questions in other sites. They look at you like you're stupid or something, or you're bothering them, or they don't want to take the time of day. But I tell anybody, honestly, there's no stupid questions. There's no stupid answer. You don't know, you don't know. Just because somebody else know don't mean that, why they ask that question? No, you don't know, you don't know. So that question, there's no stupid answer. I think you won't learn if you don't ask that question.
I'm glad you can't see the look on my face.
Okay, get a webcam, then we'll look.
No way.
Okay, same way with me.
But yeah, I think that actually downloading the maps is a hard concept for a lot of people because they want to put the states in individual folders underneath the maps folder. So they want subfolders within maps. And that's not how it goes. You just basically dump the files into the maps folder. So if you have multiple states, they're all just going to get dumped into the maps folder and not be in any sort of subfolder.
When I went into the Sendero and then upload the map, I saved that as zip. Just saved it, and I have it put into a Sendero 4.0 map folder. So I download every state that I think I'm probably going to use, and in this version. And the rest, I know I'm not going to go there, and I don't want to waste my time downloading it. Now I go back on my flash card. I have a card reader, so I take the card. I got a 4-gig card. So I create multiple folders. You know, I have one called Texas, then New Mexico folder, and then I have Illinois and Wisconsin, and then I have another folder called Texas to California. Now, I'll go back and take my time, and I go to work on Texas to California, and I download all those states that I want in there. And I download actually 15. After it's unzipped, you know, California have four, Texas have four map. I download a total of 15. But I unzip it, and then I down arrow to the card reader, and then I look, and then I have it unzipped into that particular folder, and I just walk away, and when it's done, I do the next one, the next one, the next one. I'd probably say that is a slow way of doing it, but that's how I do it. And then when it download and you do tab one time, say finish, then you repeat the process until you get all that map that you want put in. But when I extract the file, there's two ways you can go through it. It one go in application, or the other one, hit your file menu and down.
Robert Sweetman has entered the room.
And down arrow to extract all file. So Chris, is that a correct way? Is that okay how I do it, or is there a simpler way?
That's probably about right. I think if you're doing multiple downloads, though, you can alt-tab back to the window that has the list of states, and then go to the next one, hit enter on it, start that download, and then alt-tab back to your browser window and get another state. So you could be simultaneously downloading states.
I've done that when I download the map from the Sendero site, I put it into a folder because it's zip. You know, those maps are zip. I put them all into. Well, I like to keep it zip because so I don't clutter up the gigabyte space.
Prior to now, I've had my map folder on my CF card. But when I get 4.0, I would rather put my map folder on an SD card. Will Will it be able to find it, or is there an extra step I'm going to have to do because it's on an SD card?
It should find it just fine. When you start the program, it looks in the compact flash maps, then SD maps, and then PC card maps. So it searches all three drives that you have. The only thing I would be concerned about is losing that SD card if you bump it, having it fall out. But that's just my concerns.
Yeah, I don't know, for some reason I've killed a couple of CF cards, and I do have healthy SD cards. Could I do it on the SD card and then copy that whole maps folder over to a CF card if I wanted to? Because it does work in my MPower. It just doesn't work on my PC, the CF card, that is.
You could, but it would be, it's obviously going to be slower with the going through the Braille note. But I'm not sure I'd trust that compact flash card. You're better off using the SD.
On that note, I'm going to have somebody help me because I know I make a mess, but I'm going to take it to a craft store, my MPower, and I'm going to have somebody use some special glue and special epoxy, and I'm going to use a Velcro, and I'm going to have him paste on two spots for the Velcro, and then I'm going to cut one little piece, and that piece of the other end of the Velcro is going to cover over the SD card, like putting a diaper on it so I can protect it from losing it.
Good idea.
Whoever did the quick reference and the way that was designed in the various sections, that was absolutely a stroke of genius. So whoever's responsible for that, bravo.
You're welcome.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, don't give Chris too many good comments. It'll go right to his head.
Charles, you forgot where it came from in the first place.
Now, let's all play nice. very kind of you, Elaine. And glad to hear things are working out, Jerry. I'm glad you like 4.0, and I hope others also find the same benefits that you're now finding. And just a question for those that don't have 4.0 yet. What's going on? You didn't put your order in?
You guys still have mine.
Well, by the way, I gotta rub this in. Monday, I have been the first one to receive it. I was there at the right time when she left, because I purchased out of my pocket the SMA for the, I got this voice note, which through boat rehab from the VA, but I am responsible to keep up the maintenance and upgrades as a purchase out of my own pocket. So I purchased the 7.5 and on up for the last next two upgrade for the SMA for the human work product through Zendero. I was the first one that got the 4.0.
Congratulations. And also, I wanted to go back to the quick reference guide. Eileen, that quick reference guide is an emulation of the menu system. So when it says where are my commands and then what's under the where are my commands, that is an exact duplicate of the menu structure.
Yes, I kind of assumed that, but that it is really fantastic because for all the time I've had GPS, just trying to organize stuff in my head has been very difficult for me, and this is just superb. And an answer to Charles, supposedly I'm in the queue to get 4.0, so I'm still waiting, but since my MPower had to go back to California, I'm not happy right now, and I just hope it won't be too much longer.
Well, mine went back to California, and I'm still in California, and... And Chris quite understand it, but just keep the chin up, and just like I'm It will come around. I just hope that everything gets my way before we leave for our trip.
Wow, when is your trip there, Jim?
Well, where Mike is right now, that'll be all of September. So I've been reading his GPS report in Roma, and I definitely got the clearance from the veterinarian and everything on the dog. And thanks for the heads up. I'm going to have to figure out how to cross the street, but that'll be all of September.
Huh. Hey, Jimmy, you're saying you're going to Rome? Well, I'd be in Romania. I'd be like less than 1,000 miles from you. I'm leaving September the 4th.
That's pretty cool. Jim, two things. One, there's still a full month beforehand, so I wouldn't get too concerned yet. Month and a half there, so you should definitely get it before then. But if you don't get it by August, I would start making some calls and just finding out where you are in their queue. And secondly, did you purchase the additional maps to get like Italy or wherever you're planning to be, so you'll actually have maps and points of interest for those countries? Because that could be worth a lot right there. Is, you know, going to those countries for a vacation is one thing. You know, but if you only have the user points of interest, well, it's not really going to help you that much. But if you actually have the maps for those countries, boy, that could be just a lifesaver.
Well, thanks, Charles, for the heads up on that. You really helped me out on that one. I will check with Sheila tomorrow. And if they purchase the other map yet, then I will want to do that because, yes, I do want it. Fortunately, all the people, we're having about 12 of us going together. So we've been together back and forth in Albuquerque in the last year. So they all have seen me demonstrate the GPS in the Albuquerque area. So I haven't said anything to them about bringing it on Rome because it's not in my hand yet. And I'm looking forward, but Mike May, his encouragement using 4.0 there really got me really excited, you know, just in line with just like everybody else and getting my replacements on my voice note, and then Sendero will put the 4.0 in it. But yeah, if I got definitely to talk to Chilo about that and make sure when they do ship it to me that I do have those foreign map in ready to go.
Yeah, definitely. You know, get Sheila to install those maps for you. So when she sends it back to you, you'll have your own state loaded as well as Italy, so that you'll have an Italy maps and your state maps, and then you'll be able to switch between the two. And my gosh, in 4.0, the amount of points of interest in Europe has just exploded. I think we have over, we used to have maybe 50,000, 100,000 points of interest at most for all of Europe. And now we're looking at, 500,000 per country, if not more. Some countries like Germany have, over a few million interest. So yeah, it's just incredible. They basically have as much data now, finally, as the U.S. So you're just going to love it going over there. I was just talking to Mike just a little while ago on Skype before he heads back to the States, and he says it's incredible. He says the last time I've been to Birmingham, London, there was no restaurants, and now they're all over the place. He said it's just absolutely amazing.
Amazing. I am very pleased because it shows Sendero going worldwide. I noticed reading the mail going back and forth. There's been a lot of foreigner expressing their desire to have something in their country. And by doing this, you're doing multiple. You're helping us as those who do travel out of the country here if have that available, and plus building up new clients. So yes, I am definitely looking for, I'm more excited now, but I'm hoping I have enough time to play with it, shall I say, before I go. But I did download everything from your site, so I am getting updates, so I'm ready for it when I do arrive. But yeah, I'll definitely check with Sheila, and I'll tell you, she'd been a very good support in working with me and solving the problem.
Charlotte, it might be a stupid question on my end. When are you going to have a map for Romania? Would you have one before I leave?
Romania. I don't remember seeing Romania. I highly doubt it, Jerry, unfortunately. It's not on my radar right now. We would actually have to have a few customers in order for Mike to justify my time to convert the maps. Unfortunately, I don't see it right now happening.
I know, because they're like, I would say they're like 10 years behind on the computer. They're just getting into it. Well, my nephew, my wife's nephew, they got a big computer company, and they just invest a lot of money, but that's what they do. But the people around them are not, they said, when I was there last time, they said, I don't want a computer. I asked them, why? They said, well, I don't want my kid to have one either. I want them to use their brain. And I was surprised to hear that. They said, no, we don't want the calculator. We don't want them to count with their finger. We want them to use their brain. And so I don't know, but they're getting there little by little. A lot of places doesn't use credit card, and so if they don't use a credit card, then we have to pay with cash.
Charles, by the way, since you did talk to Mike May, does he have a guide dog with him? I know he mentioned about using his cane crossing the street, but he hasn't mentioned anything about his guide dog.
Yeah, I don't think he brought Miguel on this trip just because of the airline he was flying. They don't land in London, that airline. And I forget if it's American or what airline it was that has an issue flying into London, England, but he wasn't able to bring this dog.
Yeah, I'm finding out now because we'll be in London, and we'll be checking with the British consul tomorrow on it, though. We're getting all the documentation on that, so I was just wondering on that, and yet they do have an issue there.
You can fly into London, except you have to stay. You don't go outside the perimeter where you're supposed to be. Once you step out of that perimeter, you have to clear back to security to go through your baggage and stuff. So if you stay within that safe zone, you're just, all you're doing is just moving from one airline to another, and there's no security issue, and your dog will not be subject to quarantine. But once you step out of that perimeter, your dog could be subject to their, because it's an island, but if you stay in that perimeter, you'll be all right, Jimmy. I've taken my dog to Germany and Romania, and we're taking it again. And they have never asked for the USDA health certificate or anything, but we have everything with us just in case. So like I said, long as you stay, but if you take your dog out of that area, then you're subject to their law.
You have to take the dog out of the area for the dog to do its business. That's a 14-hour flight, and so you're going to have to get out of that area.
Then, like I said, you take the. What I do is, in that case, take the dog to the restroom, put a bunch of newspaper on the floor, and ask your dog to do that business that way to avoid that problem. and if they don't have a release area for your daughter, that's for what I've done that before. What's the plan for the next update for the new GPS, Charles?
No plan right now. I'm working on indoor navigation. I'm working on cell phone navigation. I'm working on SDK issues. I'm working on foreign maps. Sweden and Norway is currently on my list. I just finished Asia, Singapore, Malaysia, and Hong Kong. So, yeah, I've been busy. Haven't even thought about the next version yet.
I hope this is not off topic here, but, you know, you got the icon out there now that's very new, and they have their docking station for it, too, and all that's coming out, and, you know, they're expanding their service. They're talking about, you know, I'm scratching my head here thinking how they're going to go. They want to go GPS, too, you know, seeing what you guys go through and Tricker and Packmate. You know, it's not an easy concept. That the process is difficult, okay? Is there a possibility that you guys are expanding out to those people where your product would be put on their product, like the icon, for example, would have Sendero map on it? Is that a possibility? And you know, same thing using the cell phone, like, I got my Nokia N95, I got the new gig card on it, you know, putting the Sendero map maybe down the road onto it.
Well, we're definitely looking at a lot of different possibilities and other PDAs. We're looking at cell phone, obviously, since we have a grant to do a cell phone project. We've been in contact with the maker of the icon. The problem is that the icon runs on a Linux-based operating system, and we currently don't have the rich map engine, the core GPS root engine map engine for that specific flavor of Linux. So until that even happens, there's nothing we can do in order to get our maps onto their device. Then there's the whole conversion process of converting our Windows CE, Windows 32 application over to Linux, which is not an easy process. So if we had the rich map engine for Linux, for their flavor of Linux, it would probably take me probably around 6 to 8 months of work to port our software over to Linux. So that would mean 6 to 8 months of no further GPS development on anything else, including the Braille Note. So right now, it doesn't look like it's a possibility.
Okay, I would just, yeah, I don't see it in, I don't see if they're going to have a good, I'm just curious how it's going to come out. You know, there's so many, on a candy shelf, you know, there's so many different products out there. It's just things keep, I'm saying what I have, but, I was curious, so the way you said that don't look possible. So, something I want to say. I would like to see it on the phone, but the problem about the phone is the battery life and if it's possible to send Sendero was on a cell phone, I'm going to lose instead of having all the standby time and talk time. I may have 1 or 2 hours of GPS life on the phone, and after that, I have to put it back on charge, or the phone will go dead on me.
Well, I got to bail out. I got to get a couple things and take care of my dog. So anyway, thanks for the info and sharing everything, and look forward to see you all next week. Take care, and thanks for your time, Chris and Charles.
You're welcome. Thanks for dropping in, Jim.
A good one, Jim.
Since my M-Power is getting to California, and they know that currently I have 3.5 on there, but I'm in the queue for 4.0, would it expedite things at all? I mean, could they install 4.0 if there was some communication with Sheila, or am I making things more difficult for everybody.
Sorry, what was the question?
Okay. Right now, my Empower is going back for repair. And I told them that I had GPS version 3.5 currently on there. I am still waiting to get 4.0. Is there any way that there could be a, you know, could HumanWare, since they're repairing my computer, my Empower, put 4.0 in there? Or does that just make things more complicated?
Yeah, I'm not sure. If it was Sheila, I would say she'd do it, but I don't know what HumanWare's policy would be on that.
That's fine. I kind of figured that, but I thought I would check.
Doesn't hurt, and installing it's a piece of cake.
Yep, I've been there, done that, I think. Sometimes with a call to one of my tech support buddies, but it gets done.
Exactly.
Just when you're ready to do it, and I guess once you unzip that 4.0 onto your card, before you remove all your card from your voice note, and then hold down here. What is that? SDF key? All three keys, and then hit the reset. And then, like Chris said, and you hit add to main menu, and then you hit end, and it doesn't show anything. You're set to upload.
Yeah, thanks for that. I don't think that in the past I've really had any problems installing upgrades. The maps have been problematic for me from time to time, but the upgrades seem to have gone fine. So now I'll just be anticipating for a while, that's all.
That'll make it even better.
Uh-huh.
It made me feel good that I was the first one on the block to get to upload that.
Well, congratulations, but I am a little jealous, you know.
I had to say that because if it was somebody else, they would have said that too.
Why not? Enjoy your moment of splendor. And that's great. I'm really glad you got it and it's working so well for you.
Well, I don't know if anybody else in here, I know Shaw and Chris because they are the company, but myself as a consumer, if I have an issue, trust me, I would be saying it in here. And I'm going to tell you, there was some blip today, because Shaw or Chris, when I was going to the veteran home today, he lived on a new street. House is 3 years old. And, you know, I had to put the street name in it. You know, court, I put C-O-U-R-T. Well, it says no map available. Ah, boy, I had to use Google Map and get it uploaded. But when I went to his house, but I did use the map to get to his street, still on the GPS, it's cross street by his house. But, you know, it's tricky. You have to abbreviate a word once in a while. And instead of the street name and then court, I had to put abbreviated a name by CT. And then his street came up, and then the address and everything. Oh, man, you know, those little things. So there's not two ways about it. But when we're going up to Westover Street to this weird street name, I can't even pronounce it, you can only turn left. But we didn't know that and didn't even tell us the name of that street. And we passed it, and they didn't tell me to make a turn on a different street, going a different direction. So there was a bit of challenge there. And then we went up further, then we came, then I recalculate the route and redid it. And it found that street, because we were on the other side of the street, and it found that street, and it told me to turn right, and told me to turn right on this other street. So it was okay. But I know it's not in the software. It's got to be in the map. So that was my issue today. It was a pretty rough going for a while on that one, for that area.
That does sound like a map issue, actually. But you could always send a replay.
Yeah, I will in the future. If he get the If he decided to take the GPS, he get the GPS. Then I was told I was gonna do the training on it, so they'll have me do the training, and so I'll be going to his home. So then I'll do it in real time, and then I'll send it off to you guys.
Sounds good.
Well, I think I'm gonna sign off now, and it's been fun as always. And everybody have a good week, and probably see you back in the same spot next week. Bye bye.
Have a good one.
You too.
Well, I think I'm going to take off for the evening as well. Everybody have a good evening.